Support comes from Mosby Building Arts. This year, put your trust in Mosby Building Arts for fresh designs and the elevated remodeling experience you deserve. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, January 8th. I'm Abby Larico. A local Palestinian dance troupe had a hard time finding a place to put on their upcoming show. Now, though, the stage is set for their biggest performance yet.
We want to educate the community here, the American community, on Palestinian music and folklore dances, their types, how many dances we have, Debka dances. And the most important part is what the lyrics means.
STLPR's Lara Hamden reports on how members of the group are connecting with their culture and the St. Louis region, coming up after this news on The Gateway. The 37-year-old woman fatally shot by federal agents during an immigration crackdown in Minneapolis yesterday was driving a car with Missouri plates. Renee Nicole Good lived in the Twin Cities with her partner. The car agents shot into, a maroon Honda Pilot, was traced back to the woman's mother in Kansas City. Good's mother told the Minneapolis Star Tribune that the family was notified of the death late Wednesday morning. Missouri lawmakers are back in Jefferson City for the 2026 legislative session. And while the first day came without fireworks, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that may not last.
Missouri Republicans are hoping to pare down the state's income tax and expand school vouchers. But actually accomplishing that could be difficult, especially since Senate Democrats are still angry about debate being cut off last year on a redistricting map and a bid to ban abortion. Democratic Senator Carla May of St. Louis says Republicans shouldn't be surprised if the session doesn't go smoothly.
There's still some accountability that has to take place for the desolation of the Senate.
Lawmakers are also expected to deal with a tighter state budget, especially since state revenues are not as robust as they've been in recent years. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Missouri House Democrat wants to impeach Secretary of State Denny Hoskins. Representative Will Jobe of Independence filed a resolution on the first day of session yesterday seeking an impeachment investigation. Jobe wants to look into Hoskins' actions on a referendum petition seeking to overturn a newly passed congressional map. Jobe says he was disgusted over the actions Hoskins has taken against the referendum, including declaring a portion of the referendum signatures invalid.
What Missouri deserves is a Secretary of State who will actually lift up the voices of its people and make sure that they get a say in their government.
The resolution, though, would require Republican votes, making its passage unlikely. Hoskins could not be reached for comment. The Trump administration plans to halt $10 billion in federal funds for child care assistance and social services to five Democrat-led states. STLPR's Will Bauer reports that list includes Illinois.
The move comes about a week after the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said it would freeze childcare funds to Minnesota. Starting in 2022, the federal government charged dozens of Minnesotans in one of the largest pandemic-era fraud cases. This week, Illinois and three other blue states learned they will also have their funds frozen. The Health and Human Services Department says the Democratic-led states and governors have been complicit with fraud, and it wants detailed documentation before any money is released. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker's office says that will equate to $1 billion in funds. In a statement, Pritzker condemned the move, saying it would strip away child care from working families, and the state already has anti-fraud policies. It's estimated the freeze will affect 100,000 Illinois families. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Hundreds of St. Louis Public Schools students returned to their home schools this week for the first time since the May 16th tornado. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed stopped by one building during pickup.
The sound of students' laughter has returned to Yateman Lydell Middle School in the O'Fallon neighborhood.
Bye-bye.
It's one of the seven buildings in the St. Louis Public Schools district that was closed for the first half of the year. Over 270 students were relocated to Blewett Middle. School principal Christopher Crumble says the transition is going smoothly.
It's been, exciting, joyful. The kids are excited to be back. There's a little bit of anxiety, haven't experienced what we experienced in this building, but for the most part, we're excited to be back.
Crumble says he hopes the reopening helps bring a sense of normalcy back to the neighborhood. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Winter Olympics begin next month in Milan, but figure skaters hoping to represent the U.S. at the Games have one last stop this week in St. Louis. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, skating fans from across the country have made their way here for the U.S. Figure Skating Championships.
The championships began yesterday at the Enterprise Center. More than 60,000 fans are expected to catch the four-day competition. People traveled in from Kentucky, Minnesota, and Florida. Others came from closer to home. Dave Lineback is from Bridgeton. He attended yesterday's Paris Skating Championship for his birthday. He says he's happy St. Louis landed the event.
It's good to have it in the backyard, and I think that St. Louis people in that day support sports very well. I'm sure this event gets supported very well, too.
The last time the figure skating championships were in St. Louis was in 2006. The championships conclude Sunday when the U.S. Olympic figure skating team is announced. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Culture is part of who we are, but sometimes culture is met with controversy and pushback. St. Louis Public Radio's Laura Hamden reports on how a local dance troupe is showcasing their culture, though, on their own terms.
The kids in the Kanaan Wellspring dance troupe spent their entire winter break practicing for their biggest performance yet.
We want to teach the audience our traditions. Yellow.
The practice is led by Hanan Hamid, who created the group a year and a half ago to teach youth in the Palestinian community how to debka. That's their traditional folk dance, known for rhythmic foot stomping, synchronized steps, and linked arms.
Debka is something in Palestine, you do it in every occasion, in weddings, and graduations, and every time you're happy, you're in joy, you always dance debka.
The group has performed at various cultural gatherings with just a few songs, but Hamid says their upcoming theater show, called Jafra, will be 2 hours long. It's the first of its kind in St. Louis.
We want to educate the community here, the American community, on Palestinian music and folklore dances, their types, how many dances we have, debka dances. And the most important part is what the lyrics means.
The show will have visuals with translated lyrics from Arabic to English. Hamid worked on the translations with interpreter Aisha Bedouin, whose daughters Nancy and Mira dance in the group. Even though she's Palestinian, Bedouin says she still learned a lot in the process.
It was a learning experience because those songs are very old songs. You're talking about the 1920s or before or after. Sometimes they use certain like wording in them that we don't use these days.
Adding the translations for the songs was also crucial, Hamid says, because the group has faced some pushback since its inception. Most notably, they were left out of the St. Louis Art Fair in 2024 because organizers feared the dancers would make a political statement. But members of the dance troupe say they were left out because organizers viewed the expression of Palestinian culture as controversial. That experience still lingers to this day. Hamid says it was hard to even find a place willing to host the Jafra show.
And they were like, we don't want anything controversial, or we don't want like press coverage or problems, you know? So it's basically they're erasing a whole group of people because they think it's political.
She also says that the experience highlights the double standard many Palestinian Americans feel when it comes to showcasing their culture.
If a Chinese group is here coming to perform their culture, nobody's gonna be like, oh, but we are not really good with China. We're not gonna go watch it. They don't make them political. Why? Because they don't want to dehumanize Chinese people, right?
Since this is Kanaan Wellspring's biggest production so far, the group has been meeting more frequently to get their collective dances and solo bits just right. 15-year-old Sara Zakarna is among the older members of the troupe. She says the experience has helped her connect with her Palestinian heritage and boost her confidence.
I joined between eighth grade and freshman year. And before then, I was a little bit shy about saying, oh, I'm Palestinian. Although I wasn't embarrassed of it, but I didn't talk about it as much. But after I joined Kanaan Wellspring and I realized there's so many people here who are so proud to be Palestinian, it just motivated me to start talking about my culture more. And I've applied it in school projects, I've applied it in talking about it with teachers.
Coaching the kids and helping them connect to their culture has been an important one for Hamid, especially since there's been a lot of discourse about Palestinians over the past 2 years.
Our songs trace back way before recent conflicts, you know? And our songs mostly talk about peasant life. We have the love for the land, love for the people.
Kanaan Wellspring will perform on Saturday night at Logan University in Chesterfield. I'm Laura Handen, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jonathan All edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.